Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 7. Lord Shiva saves the universe by drinking poison. The summary of the seventh chapter is as follows. As described in this chapter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appearing in his incarnation as a tortoise, dove deep into the ocean to carry Mandara Mountain on his back. At first, the churning of the ocean produced Kalakuta poison. Everyone feared this poison, but Lord Shiva satisfied them by drinking it. With the understanding that when the nectar was generated from the churning, they would share it equally, the demigods and the demons brought Vasuki to be used as the rope for the churning rod. By the expert arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the demons held the snake near the mouth, whereas the demigods held the tail of the great snake. Then, with great endeavor, they began pulling the snake in both directions. Because the churning rod, Mandara Mountain, was very heavy and was not held by any support in the water, it sank into the ocean. And in this way, the prowess of both the demons and the demigods was vanquished. The Supreme Personality of Godhead then appeared in the form of a tortoise and supported Mandara Mountain on his back. Then the churning resumed with great force. As a result of the churning, a huge amount of poison was produced. The Prajapatis, seeing no one else to save them, approached Lord Shiva and offered him prayers full of truth. Lord Shiva is called Ashutosh because he is very pleased if one is a devotee. Therefore, he easily agreed to drink all the poison generated by the churning. The goddess Durga, Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva, was not at all disturbed when Lord Shiva agreed to drink the poison, for she knew Lord Shiva's prowess. Indeed, she expressed her pleasure at this agreement. Then Lord Shiva gathered the devastating poison, which was everywhere. He took it in his hand and drank it. After he drank the poison, his neck became bluish. A small quantity of the poison dropped from his hands to the ground, and it is because of this poison that there are poisonous snakes, scorpions, toxic plants, and other poisonous things in this world. So now we'll skip ahead. To text 33, to the end of the prayers to Lord Shiva, and then we'll read how Lord Shiva responded to the prayers. Canto 8, Chapter 7, text 33.
Ye tvatma rama guru birhidi chintitangri dvandvam charantam unmaya tapasabhipatam katanta ugra parusam niratam shmasane tenunam utim avidams Tavahata Laja.
Translation. exalted, self-satisfied persons who preach to the entire world think of your lotus feet constantly within their hearts. However, when persons who do not know your austerity see you moving with Uma, they misunderstand you to be lusty. Or when they see you wandering in the crematorium, they mistakenly think that you are ferocious and envious. Certainly they are shameless. They cannot understand your activities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Shiva is the topmost Vaishnava. Vaishnavanam yata shambhu. It is therefore said, Vaishnavera kriya mudra vigyena bujaya. Even the most intelligent person cannot understand what a Vaishnava like Lord Shiva is doing or how he is acting. Those who are conquered by lusty desires and anger cannot estimate the glories of Lord Shiva, whose position is always transcendental. In all the activities associated with lusty desires, Lord Shiva is an implement of Atmarama. Ordinary persons, therefore, should not try to understand Lord Shiva and his activities. One who tries to criticize the activities of Lord Shiva is shameless. Tatasya te sadasuto parata parasya nangya swarupa gamane prabhavanti bhumna brahmadaya kimutasam stavane vayam tu tat sarga sarga vishaya apishakti matram. Even personalities like Lord Brahma and other demigods cannot understand your position, for you are beyond the moving and non-moving creation. Since no one can understand you in truth, how can one offer you prayers? It is impossible. As far as we are concerned, we are creatures of Lord Brahma's creation. Under the circumstances, therefore, we cannot offer you adequate prayers, but as far as our ability allows, we have expressed our feelings. Etat param prapashyamo na param te maheshwara mridaya hi lokasya vyaktiste vyaktakarmana. O greatest of all rulers, your actual identity is impossible for us to understand. As far as we can see, your presence brings flourishing happiness to everyone. Beyond this, no one can appreciate your activities. We can see this much and nothing more. Purport. When the demigods offered these prayers to Lord Shiva, their inner purpose was to please them, was to please him so that he would rectify the disturbing situation caused by the halahala poison. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.20, kamaistais tairitagyana prapadyantanya devata. When one worships demigods, this is certainly because of deep-rooted desires he wants to fulfill by the mercy of those demigods. People are generally attached to the worship of demigods for some motive. Sri Shuka Vacha Tadvikshaya Vyasam Sam Kripaya Brishapidita Sarvabhuta Surideva Idam Aha Satim Priyam. Srila Shukadeva Goswami continued, Lord Shiva has always benevolent toward all living entities. When he saw that the living entities were very much disturbed by the poison, which was spreading everywhere, he was very compassionate. Thus he spoke to his eternal consort, Sati, as follows.
Sri Shiva Uvacha Ahobhata Bhavanyetat Prajanam Pashyavaishasam Kshiroda Matanod Bhutat Kalakutad Upastitam.
Lord Shiva said, "My dear Bhavani, just see how all these living entities have been placed in danger because of the poison produced from the churning of the ocean of milk.
Asam prana paripsnunam videyam avayam hime etavan hi prabhor artho yadina paripalanam."
It is my duty to give protection and safety to all living entities struggling for existence. Certainly, it is the duty of the master to protect his suffering dependents.
Prane svai pranina panti sadava kshana bangurai badha vaireshu bhuteshu mohiteshvatma mayaya.
People in general, being bewildered by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are always engaged in animosity toward one another. But devotees, even at the risk of their own temporary lives, try to save them. Purport. This is the characteristic of a Vaishnava, Paraduka Duki. A Vaishnava is always unhappy to see the conditioned souls unhappy. Otherwise, he would have no business teaching them how to become happy. In materialistic life, people must certainly engage in activities of animosity. Materialistic life is therefore compared to samsara davanala, a blazing forest fire that takes place automatically. Lord Shiva and his followers in the parampara system try to save people from this dangerous condition of materialistic life. This is the duty of devotees following the principles of Lord Shiva and belonging to the Rudra Sampradaya. Therefore, Vaishnava Sampradayas and the Rudra Sampradaya is one of them, because Lord Shiva, Rudra, is the best of the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. Indeed, as we shall see, Lord Shiva drank all the poison for the benefit of humanity.
Pumsa kshipayato bhadre sarvatma priyate hari prite haro bhagavati priyeham sachara chara tasmad idam garam bhunje prajanam svastirastume.
Translation. My dear gentle wife Bhavani, when one performs benevolent activities for others, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, is very pleased. And when the Lord is pleased, I am also pleased, along with all other living creatures. Therefore, let me drink this poison, for all the living entities may thus become happy because of me.
Sri Shuka Vacha Evam Amantriya Bhagavan Bhavanim Vishwabhavana Kadvisham Jagadum Rebe Prabhava Jnana Prabhava Gyanvamodata.
Srila Shukadeva Goswami continued, after informing Bhavani in this way, Lord Shiva began to drink the poison, and Bhavani, who knew perfectly well the capabilities of Lord Shiva, gave him her permission to do so.
Tata
karatali kritya vyapi hala halam visham abhakshya shayan mahadeva kripaya bhutabhavana. Thereafter, Lord Shiva, who is dedicated to auspicious, benevolent work for humanity, compassionately took the whole quantity of poison in his palm and drank it. Purport. Although there was such a great quantity of poison that it spread all over the universe, Lord Shiva had such great power that he reduced the poison to a small quantity so that he could hold it in his palm. One should not try to imitate Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva can do whatever he likes. But those who try to imitate Lord Shiva by smoking ganja or other poisonous substances will certainly be killed because of such activities. Tasyapi darshayam asa svaviryam jalakalmasa yachchakara gale nilam tachcha sador vibhushanam. As if in defamation, the poison born from the ocean of milk manifested its potency by marking Lord Shiva's neck with a bluish line. That line, however, is now accepted as an ornament of the Lord. Kapyante lokata pena sadava prayashojana paramaratanam tadhi purushasya kilatmana. It is said that great personalities almost always accept voluntary suffering because of the suffering of people in general. This is considered the highest method of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present in everyone's heart. Purport. Here is an explanation of how those engaged in activities for the welfare of others are quickly recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 1868 and 69, Ya idam paramam guyam madbhakteshya vipasyati na chatasman manushyeshu kashchan me priyakritama. One who preaches the message of Bhagavad Gita to my devotees is most dear to me. No one can excel him in satisfying me by worship. There are different kinds of welfare activities in this material world, but the supreme welfare activity is the spreading of Krishna consciousness. Other welfare activities cannot be effective, for the laws of nature and the results of karma cannot be checked. It is by destiny or the laws of karma that one must suffer or enjoy. For instance, if one is given a court order, he must accept it, whether it brings suffering or profit. Similarly, everyone is under obligations to karma and its reactions. No one can change this. Therefore, the Shastra says, Tasyaiva hetu prayetako vido nalabhyate yad brahmatam uparyada. Bhagavatam 1.5.18. One should endeavor for that which is never obtained by wandering up and down in the universe as a result of the reactions of karma. What is that? One should endeavor to become Krishna conscious. If one tries to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, he should be understood to be performing the best welfare activity. The Lord is automatically pleased by him. If the Lord is pleased with him, what is left for him to achieve? If one has been recognized by the Lord, even if he does not ask the Lord for anything, the Lord, who is within everyone, supplies him whatever he wants. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Tesham nitya biyuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Again, as stated here, chipyante lokatapena sadhava prayashojana. The best welfare activity is raising people to the platform of Krishna consciousness, since the conditioned souls are suffering only for want of Krishna consciousness. The Lord Himself also comes to mitigate the suffering of humanity. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya taratmanam shujamyaham paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chuduskritam dharma samstapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion. I advent myself millennium after millennium. Bhagavad Gita 4, 7, and 8. All the Shastras conclude, therefore, that spreading Krishna consciousness movement is the best welfare activity in the world because of the ultimate benefit this bestows upon people in general. The Lord very quickly recognizes such service performed by a devotee. Mishamya karma tach chambor deva deva simi dusa Prajadakshayani Brahma Vaikunthascha Shasam Shire. Upon hearing of this act, everyone, including Bhavani, the daughter of Maharaj Daksha, Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and the people in general, very highly praised this deed performed by Lord Shiva, who is worshipped by the demigods and who bestows benedictions upon the people. Praskanam pibata paner yat kinchij jagrahusmatat rikshika hi visho sadyo danda suktaschaye pare. Scorpions, cobras, poisonous drugs, and other animals whose bites are poisonous took the opportunity to drink whatever little poison had fallen and scattered from Lord Shiva's hand while he was drinking. Purport. Mosquitoes, jackals, dogs, and other varieties of danda shuka, or animals whose bites are poisonous, drank the poison of the Samudra Mantana, the churned ocean, since it was available after it fell from the palms of Lord Shiva. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 7th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Lord Shiva Saves the Universe by Drinking Poison. Are there any questions or comments?
Is there description about why he did that? Why Lord Shiva did that?
Well, we just read the explanation.
Just because he's like among the best of the Vaishnavas, and that's the...
Well, he wanted... I mean, ultimately, he wanted to please the Lord. The Lord is pleased when people sacrifice for the sake of others, to make others happy. So he knew that if he drank the poison and thus made others happy, the Lord would be pleased. And then he said, when the Lord is pleased, I'm pleased and all living entities are pleased. So ultimately did it to please the Lord. And in the same way, the preacher endeavors to spread Krishna consciousness so that others can become happy. And by doing so, the Lord is pleased, and therefore the preacher and all others are also pleased by the activity of preaching and spreading Krishna consciousness.
There's so many Hindus, like in Mauritius, they never, at least I was brought up like that, we never addressed or spoke about Lord Shiva as the vice among the Vaishnavas.
Mm.
Never. It's like, the concept doesn't even come as Vaishnava.
Yeah, ordinary Hindus are ignorant of Lord Shiva's actual identity. Most of them are impersonalists, and they think that God is nameless and formless, and he comes in different forms and accepts different names for ignorant people to worship. But then when they become enlightened, they go beyond the different forms and merge and become one with God. Less developed people just think that they're different gods who bestow material boons upon their worshippers, and therefore they worship them. And they think that, Brahma, Shiva, Durga, Ganesh, Vishnu, they're all just independent gods, and they're all equal. They don't distinguish between Vishnu Tattva and Shiva Tattva and Shakti Tattva. Just think they're all gods and goddesses. They're all the same. One is as good as the other. They don't realize that Vishnu Tattva is the supreme, and that all others, including Shiva and Durga, are meant to serve Vishnu. And that by serving Vishnu, all the demigods are automatically satisfied, and one needs not worship the demigods separately. Once I went to visit one temple of Murugan up on the hill in Kotraborn.
Mm. Walked up?
Yeah,
really?
I walked all the way.
Wow.
I walked all the way. His devotees told me the view was very nice from there, and it was a nice place to chant. And at the same time, it was a known temple.
Yeah.
And I thought I would just see what the temple's like and the people who go there. So I walked all the way up. But when I got to the top, the verse just came in my mind that where Lord Krishna says that, charyamam vijaniya, by serving the spiritual master is as good as serving Krishna, and that you know, the spiritual master is the sum total of all demigods. So after the verse came in my mind, then I got the message that just by serving Srila Prabhupada, you know, we didn't have to worship the other demigods because serving him was equal to worshiping all the demigods.
Do you have a pastime of when you visited Shivratri in Mauritius, the lake? Do you have any, can you say one of your pastimes of going there?
Oh, well, we would go to distribute books.
Yeah.
That would be the main reason. Although, once when Monsieur Dukit, was he the one from the SMF? Who was the
Daya?
One?
Daya.
Yes. Yes. He had some plan to build a temple at Grand Bassin to improve the area. So he invited us for the first ceremony. And his brother had spent time in Juhu. He became friends with Haridas Prabhu in Juhu. So he also further influenced his brother in our favor. So we went, and I believe His Holiness Lokanath Swami was in Mauritius at the time. So the idea was that representatives of different religious organizations should all plant some tree or something. So I believe Lokanath Swami planted a tulsi.
It's going to look forward to our names too.
Really?
At Grand Bassin.
You know by which temple?
I don't know, it's all over the place.
Oh.
It's mainly by that temple, the Daya temple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was near the
also the once they invited you for the installation ceremony of Nandi.
Yes, that's right. I wrote a small message.
You know, top?
No.
Yeah.
At Grand Bassin.
Yeah. As where the Shiva.
Yeah.
Really?
Shiva
in that,
yeah.
We go there.
There are pictures there of the installation ceremony. And Guru Maharaj is also there in one of the pictures.
You don't know who you're sitting
with. Yeah, I just spoke to my sister and she was at the festival. She went and got prasad from the devotees. They were distributing.
Hmm.
When you come from an Indian background, I've never heard of Lord Shiva before, and then sometimes there's I kind of develop a disregard for him, you know. And then if you go into Hindus, because we shouldn't worship the demigods, you know, and then you go into Hindus' homes, and oftentimes it's quite a dark energy.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost scary. One time we actually had to eat at their house, and off that night, practically all the devotees had bad dreams or had the, you know, presence in their sleep like that. So it's kind of scary, and it's difficult to kind of, you don't have that initial respect for Lord Shiva. That someone may have if they come from a Hindu background.
Well, no, we respect him as a Vaishnava, but they may worship him as a demigod. you know, they may be, like you said, in the lower modes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Chaitanya Charitamrita says we shouldn't eat, you know, we shouldn't accept food from demigod worshippers. I mean, in the purport, Prabhupada specifically says, as far as I recall, the preachers should not accept invitations from demigod worshippers. Because they don't know that they're Vaishnavas. They don't know that the demigods are devotees of Vishnu.
Mm-hmm.
They just think they're separate gods. That's one of the offenses against the holy name, to think that the demigods are equal to or independent of Lord Vishnu. But now, Balaji, the deity of Venkateshwar and Tirupati, also has the reputation of fulfilling material desires. So people go to him, movie people, politicians, business people, they all go. So one of Srila Prabhupada's friends and, you know, sort of advisors in Bombay, Bridgerton Mota, when, you know, Srila Prabhupada was discussing with him about the Dhruva temple, which was under construction at the time. He said that the way for the temple to get lots of money is to spread the rumor that people give to the deity there, have their desires fulfilled. I believe he even said that's what the pujaris did at Tirupati.
Mm-hmm.
They spread the rumor, they told all sorts of stories about people who got great benefit from making offerings to the deity. So he said if we start telling stories and spreading rumors about Radharasvihara, then people will come and give a lot of money. And Prabhupada said, we don't make business with our God. Grantharaya Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.